Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A major university has issued a warning to its international students. CBS's Jim Crisula with the latest.
Duke University has sent out a notice advising its international students not to travel outside the U.S. over the summer break. The university says the advice applies to legal permanent residents and green card holders. Duke says students who must travel internationally should talk to the school's visa services liaison or contact an immigration lawyer.
The FDA is asking the food industry to stop using synthetic food dyes found in many items on supermarket shelves, and they plan to phase out 8 petroleum-based colors. FDA head Marty McCary.
Taking petroleum-based food dyes out of the food supply is not a silver bullet that will instantly make America's children healthy, but it is one important step.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is defending himself against another assertion that he shared classified material through an unapproved and unsecured network, this time taking airstrike information from a military communications channel and sharing it in a chat with his wife, his brother, and others. CBS's Charlie Daggett says this is the second incident.
Calls into question his judgment in sharing highly sensitive information, including specific takeoff times, with people who clearly wouldn't have the kind of clearance to know that information. He insisted again, not classified, instead informal, unclassified coordinations.
The White House says Hegseth is doing a tremendous job. The Vatican says that Pope Francis will lie in state at St. Peter's Basilica starting tomorrow until his funeral, which will be held on Saturday. Francis is remembered as the People's Pope. His second cousin, Sister Anna Rosa Savory, works as a missionary in Thailand, and she spoke about him.
Very strong person, strong in the thinking, no? He will, whatever he will say, he will say.
The Oscars are embracing artificial intelligence, with a caveat.
Let's remember something. I put you where you are today.
Robert De Niro acknowledged AI helped alter his voice in The Alto Knights, and it enhanced Adrian Brody's Hungarian accent for his Oscar-winning performance in The Brutalist.
The people here, they do not want us here.
Now, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says artificial intelligence will not disqualify a movie from Oscar consideration, but it will favor films with more human involvement. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Opening statements begin tomorrow in former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's rape retrial, this time with a majority female jury deciding the landmark hashtag MeToo case. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to rape and sexual assault charges. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis, the final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game three of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-seven series, 2 games to nothing. Baseball, Brewers and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky in the overnight with light winds that could lead to a little patchy fog. Otherwise, lows will drop to the upper 30s. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Highs in the upper 60s, close to 70. Right now, it's 48.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time at our new time slot, 2 until 4, and Matt Solomon from Cracked.com talking about SNL at 50. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump. Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me on this spectacular evening in Wisconsin. The sun is shining. The gelato store next to the studio is open once again for business.
Yep.
It's been a long few months with no gelato. I've lost 9 pounds, and I'm expecting to put it all back on within a week. We are in the process of a lovely interview with Laura Dine Kesman. We'll get back to that in just a second. Our question of the night is, who are you hoping, either player or position, the Packers draft with their first-round pick on Thursday? Conrad will be there in person, witnessing everything firsthand. That is our question of the night. Let us know what direction you want the Packers to go. Rich LoCascio is here at 7:20 giving us an interview or giving us a rundown of what happened at WrestleMania last weekend. You said you watched part of it. I didn't know you were that big of a fan.
Well, it's because of John Cena. I watched him when I was younger, and it's his last time is now.
Okay.
So after some event this year, he's retiring.
He's going to retire from wrestling and transition into the mediocre acting world.
Well, he's already in the media. He's already
he's a mediocre actor.
He already is.
But he's likable. People like the guy a lot.
But now he can do it full time after it.
Yeah, there you go. Hit us up with some text. You're welcome to weigh in on anything we're talking about, folks. Let's get back to our guest, Laura Dine Kesman. Her film Cycle is premiering at the Milwaukee Film Festival May 4th at 1:45 p.m. at the Oriental Theater. You could check it out with other film fanatics, which is always fun about film festivals. But Laura is here with us on the phone. Laura, so this is exciting. What are you feeling right now? Like, what are you hoping to see from a crowd?
I mean, I'm honestly hoping that people just show up. And I really do believe the film will speak for itself. I mean, of course, there's a lot of mixed emotions when you reach the threshold of releasing something like this into the world that you've held so close for so many years.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of anticipation, some anxiety, but that's slowly converting into excitement because at the end of the day, you know, I really feel very proud and stand behind what we made. And now it's time. It's time for it to be shared with others.
Will you be nervous or do you feel confident enough that it's going to evoke a kind of the reaction, at least close to the reaction you're hoping for?
I mean, it's going to be very nerve wracking for me while the screening is going on, mostly, you know, wincing and hoping that there's no technical glitches or anything. But I honestly don't know what to expect and how to anticipate what the response is going to be. But again, based on the smaller sample size of people who have seen it at this point, I'm excited.
You feel good.
What that impact is going to be.
Yep. That's awesome. Tell us about Lionheart Media. What is your mission there? This is a company that you founded. What kind of work are you doing there? Does this film fall under that umbrella, or do you do separate things there? What kind of things does Lionheart tackle?
Yeah. So I started Lionheart Media in 2019. We do both independent documentary films and a lot of client work that is very documentary rooted. So we have clients where we do, you know, video work for organizations ranging from, you know, Planned Parenthood to media organizations like the Today Show, and then local organizations like Pearls for Teen Girls in Milwaukee. So it really Wow. ranges the gamut, but ultimately what people want from that is authentic, you know, documentary storytelling that can help achieve their goals, whatever that is, whether that's like a fundraising goal or just a mission video about, you know, who an organization is and what they do. And of course, like one side feeds the other. And so, you know, I started Cycle, not intentionally, but I started Cycle about 3 months after I founded the company. And so those two things have sort of gone hand in hand and occurred simultaneously the last almost 6 years. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, you know, one fuels the other, but yeah, we have contracted client work and then independent documentary film work.
I think I said Lion Heart, and I meant to say Lion Art, but I guess I had Jean-Claude Van Damme in the back of my subconscious somewhere. So
no, that's okay. Yeah, I mean, it's close enough. I mean, it was, you know, partially inspired by the word Lion Heart, so you're not far off.
There you go. Hey, before we let you leave, we talk about movies and TV a lot on a nightly basis here. Are you watching anything, Laura? Are you binge-watching a show that you can recommend, or have you seen a movie recently that you really liked?
Oh, that's a great question. Lately, I have not had much time to really get into like a new show, but honestly, I have made time for The White Lotus, which is on HBO Max right now. I don't know if there's any White Lotus fans
Lots
out
of them.
There, but it's, yeah. It's a brilliantly written and produced show. It's visually stunning. The attention to detail is incredible. The acting, everything. So if you want to get sucked in and, you know, detach from your own drama and really invest in other people's drama, White Lotus is like the perfect show for that.
I totally agree. I've gotten through two seasons, but I'm waiting to start the season, like season three, so I know I can finish it like over a whole weekend because I've heard such great things. I love Mike White, and it's just such, you're right, it's such a well-done show, and it's so, it's weird because it's addicting, but it's not like I have to watch three episodes in one night. Usually I can watch one, and if there's a cliffhanger, I can watch the first 10 minutes and then turn it off and then go back to it, but just such a well-done show. That's a great choice.
Yes, it's hard to pass. You can't passively watch The White Lotus.
Right.
And so you invest an hour and it packs enough of a punch that you need like a breather afterwards.
Exactly. Hey, outstanding stuff. Thank you so much. It was great getting to know you. Good luck May 4th, 1:45, the Oriental Theater. Check out Cycle, folks, if you're headed to the Milwaukee Film Festival. And if you're not, you should be. Check out Laura's film. Laura, thank you so much. And break a leg.
Thank you so much, Pete. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Anytime. That is Laura Diane Kesman. So that's exciting. That's, to watch a film with that many people, that just does not happen that often. So I wish her luck. And, we've got a text from Bridget from the 818. She says she hopes the Packers get a really great kicker. What is the deal?
See, all right. I think we do have a good kicker right now. McManus. We signed him.
But what happened? Did he miss one last year? Did he miss a couple?
He missed like one or two, but like that's better than Anders, who missed like eight over the season. Big time kicks.
I know you got to draft kickers, but honestly, like I just don't get that excited.
I think I could kick.
Well, I know you can, but can you get it through the uprights, buddy?
No, that part I can't do.
Try to get a tryout. You've got all your eligibility, right, for pro football?
For, you know, the punt, pass, kick thing, I could only pass.
There you go. Mike Clemens sent us a text last night, and I thought this was great. Our guest was talking about Tim Sowers was talking about naked magicians. and how they're naked. Yeah. They're actually naked on stage, but mm-hmm. they're strategically, they don't show anything. So it's kind of a fun show. And Mike said, Naked Magicians sounds like a fun show, although I doubt I would participate in a volunteer from the audience. So Mike is not willing to get on stage, but I appreciate Mike. If I had gotten that last night in time, I would have read it on the air. Thank you, Mike. Great to know Mike's listening. We got to play. This has nothing to do with anything. This is not related to a release of the show or the film or an actor's birthday, but this just is a clip that makes me smile. And mostly, like, David Spade is funny in it, but Wisconsin's own Chris Farley, the look he gives David Spade, and I know this is radio and it's an audio file, but I think this will bring back a sense memory to the film Tommy Boy when they're driving down the highway trying to save, what was the name of the, is it like something auto parts, right?
Yeah, I can't believe his dad's name, something.
But it's irrelevant because they're trying to save the company and Tommy is out there trying to do his best. And truly, Chris Farley in the movie Tommy Boy, at least as far as his films went, this to me is the crown jewel. Tommy Boy is such a great film. Here is a clip from Tommy Boy.
Good tune, man.
I don't think so. Yeah, here we go.
This song sucks.
Talk about lame.
Totally. You can change it if you want.
I don't care. It's up to you.
I can live with it if you can.
Suit yourself. Love with you.
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. Baby, 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 baby. Oh, baby. I love you.
I think my favorite part is when Chris Farley says, I can live with it if you can. Like, he's just so, oh, it's just brilliant. I see Rich LoCascio waiting in the wings. You see him on the stream, Conrad?
Oh, yeah?
I think he can probably hear us. The shades are killer. I think he is fast establishing himself as one of the coolest people at Civic Media.
I think he needs his own wrestling nickname.
Oh, that's good. We'll do that, too. When we bring Rich on, we'll do that. And I got to throw another nickname at him. Dave on the stream says, Callahan. Yes, that's it. Callahan Auto Parts. And great movie. What else do we have? We got other clips we got to get through. We clip all these things, and then we don't play them because I talk too much.
Well, we don't have enough time now.
What? That's insane.
Right. We do some good clips, though.
So if you have a good wrestling name for me, folks, chime in with that. The text lines are open. Rich LoCascio is about to join the show. He's going to give us a rundown of WrestleMania. I'm going to ask him why he's so cool. And this just happened. He's a lean, mean fight machine, too, folks. Remember last time I asked him how he did it because I was inspired. So maybe we'll go there, too. But first, WrestleMania with our pal Rich. That is coming up next. And wrestling nicknames. Chime in. If you got one for Conrad, let us know. If you got one for me, aside from the Eliminator or Schwabinator or the Punching Bag, let me know. And maybe we can get Rich to announce it. And we should ask Rich his own wrestling nickname, too. We'll do all that after this very short break, so please don't leave. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just move right, we up the wall. There are light, skies are light, so we dance to the break down. Ladies and gentlemen, I got the medicine, so you should keep your eyes on the ball. This is getting heavy. Can you hear the bass? Boom, I'm ready. Woo-hoo. Levy's feeling honey. Yeah, this bitch is chilling like money.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A parade of well-known brands and CEOs lavished a post-election tribute of $239 million to the Trump-Vance Inaugural Committee, according to a new filing with the Federal Election Commission. What was it used for? Voters will likely never know. Let's start with the $5 million donation by Pilgrim's Pride, one of the world's largest meat processors and a subsidiary of a Brazilian company. Cryptocurrency Ripple gave almost $4.9 million, followed by billionaire investment banker Warren Stevens. Stevens' contribution to the inaugural and another $4 million to two Trump super PACs likely earned him the nomination to be ambassador to the UK. In the latest FEC report, 61 donors gave $1 million or more. Manufacturers included Toyota, Tyson, Boeing, and NVIDIA. Unsurprisingly, fossil fuel companies like Occidental, ExxonMobil, and Chevron were on the list, as were pharmaceutical companies Merck, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and trade association Pharma. McDonald's, Target, Verizon, Comcast, and Amazon each gave $1 million as well. What do donors get for their money? Apple CEO Tim Cook, who donated $1 million, got a tariff exemption for Apple's Chinese-made products. And where does that money go? Federal law does not require disclosure of expenses for inaugural committees. See the list of donors at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This woman outside the window does not clean up after her dog. I can technically make a citizen's arrest, right?
That would make for some great radio.
I would go out there. Follow me out there with the microphone. I'll look at her being a good citizen. Never mind. All right. Hey, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're having fun here tonight. We are now asking for new wrestling nicknames, and we've got we got some good ones on the stream. And that is all in honor of our next guest, who is one of Civic Media's own. He is a wrestling announcer, and he is also an on-air personality now. He is a lean, mean fighting machine, and he's rocking the shades. If you're watching on the stream, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rich Locascio. Hey, buddy.
Peach Swaba, acknowledge me.
Now, what is that? You gotta film
you. You know what? I had to try it once.
I like that.
I had
that.
To try it once. Is that totally a pass works. Or a fail grade?
It totally passes. Okay, you got the good. Voice, man. You can pull off a lot of stuff. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm still in recovery mode from WrestleMania 41, as you could probably imagine. But it's been an eventful few days and a lot to talk about.
So when you say recovery mode, what does that mean? Were you at a fever pitch with just excited for the event, or did something not go your way and it was like losing a missed field goal or something? Like, explain that a little bit.
Pete, it's a lot of wrestling. So you start with Friday Night SmackDown, which is 3 hours of that. Then you have WrestleMania Saturday. So there was about 4 hours of that. Let's just say 4 hours for that. WrestleMania Sunday, another 4 hours for that.
Whoa.
Then Monday Night Raw, 3 hours for that. And that's in four straight days. That's a lot of wrestling for somebody that, you know, I consume wrestling on a weekly basis, you know, at least twice a week. But that's an overload. That's an overload. And now they're starting to get to the point where a lot of these premium live events like SummerSlam are going to be two nights instead of just one night of action.
No kidding. It's funny, though, that you say that. You're like, Pete, you got to understand, 4 hours of wrestling on Saturday, 3 hours on Sunday. You're watching, Rich, and you're still exhausted. That's awesome.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
So, all right. So Conrad and I were talking about this a little bit. He's a big wrestling fan too, or he likes John Cena, I should say, but that counts certainly. What are your overall thoughts on WrestleMania? How did you obviously liked it based on what you just said, but give us some highlights if you would. Let's start with Rich. Let's start with John Cena beating Cody Rhodes.
Yes, we have to get the inevitable out of the way. And the fact that the last time I was on here, we talked about the fact that John Cena turned heel. He's a bad guy. And he's taken that a few steps further and basically has stated he is going to ruin the sport of professional wrestling. Basically, he's put a clock on the WWE universe, essentially, and said, listen, I got 27 dates, appearances left between now and the end of the year, and I'm holding the WWE championship for the 17th time, which is a record, by the way. I'm going to retire as the last real champion. So now it's kind of like, who's going to step up and try to dethrone Cena before he rides off into the sunset with or without the WWE championship?
But he won, so...
He won.
And do you truly believe he's retired now? Is that a real thing?
He is retiring. He's clearly stated he's going to retire at the end of this year. This is his swan song. You know, this was his last WrestleMania, which is kind of surreal because I remember him at WrestleMania 20, you know, facing the Big Show for the United States Championship. The year later, he won his first WWE Championship. That was 20 years ago. Mm. Now it's weird. Now he's a bad guy. Now he's very minimalist in what he does. He's very intentionally a bad guy. And it's no, you know, just dancing back and forth across that line. No, he's firmly in the camp of being a bad guy, a heel in the wrestling business.
But doesn't that set the table perfectly? And again, I don't know wrestling necessarily, Rich, but I know theater. Sure. And if he did come back, my God, what a payday. And like, let's say 5 years from now or 2 years from now or whatever, is that a possibility?
I don't think with Cena it is. I mean, when Cena says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And I know some people, it might rub them the wrong way if they're not Cena fans, especially right now. But the fact is, he's done a lot of great things over the years. He's now won 17 world championships in his career, more than any other wrestler in WWE history. Now, you know, he's got his Hollywood career. He's doing commercials. He's got a lot of stuff on his plate. He shows up at the Oscars with or without clothes. And the fact of the matter is, he says that he's going to retire at the end of the year. I believe him. But the problem with that is he's put a clock on the WWE universe. Who is going to step up and try to dethrone John Cena before the end of this calendar year?
So he will wrestle again before the end of the calendar year. Okay, I got it.
I could see him wrestling as soon as Backlash on May 10th in St. Louis. So nothing's been announced as of yet, but I could see that happening.
What? So you just mentioned all the other things this guy has, all these other money-making endeavors Cena has.
Yes.
And all of them are a lot easier than flopping around in a wrestling ring and potential injuries and all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure I would believe him too, based on what he's put his body through over the last 20 years. But where are you at with Cena as an actor, Rich? Do you like his movies, or have you been a fan of anything he's done in the acting world?
He's all right. He's all right. I wouldn't put him like in the top echelon as far as actors. I would even say the same thing about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which my girlfriend right now is probably shocked that I'm even saying right now because she knows how big of a Rock fan I am. But I'm going to set the record straight. You know, there are great actors out there. We've talked about Dave Bautista in the past, Pete. And the fact of the matter is there are great actors out there. And yes, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. I mean, when it comes to a lot of his movies, hit, miss, you know, some of them are really good. Some of them, not so much. But, you know, I'm still a fan of what he's done in WWE.
I will say this, Rich, and like you said, we've touched on this before, but David Bautista to me is my favorite of the wrestlers turned actors. I feel kind of the same way about The Rock that I do Cena. Like, he's a movie star. He's not a great actor. He's not bad, but Bautista always, even in a bad movie, I find something to like about David Bautista's performance. Do you have a favorite Cena movie if you had to choose?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know what? Think about that.
I like his role in Transformers. I thought that was pretty good.
Let's dig into that, and we'll cover more WrestleMania stuff. We're going to do the news here. Civic Media's news team is going to keep you informed and tell you what's up. Rich LoCascio is here, ladies and gentlemen. Always fun to have Rich on the show. We've got some great new nicknames coming in, too. We got to run by you, Rich. So we got a lot to cover here. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Dozens of foreign students attending universities nationwide are suing to stop their visas from being revoked as the Trump administration terminates their records in an online database. CBS's Nicole Skenga.
Keep in mind, all of this is playing out as the State Department has said it's using AI to comb over social media foreign students to identify threats, including possible connections to Hamas or other terrorist groups.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to ban 8 food dyes found in things like cereal and sports drinks.
I was talking with my staff about these petroleum-based dyes, and I said if they want to add petroleum, they want to eat petroleum, they ought to add it themselves at home.
Who will succeed Pope Francis? CBS's Seth Doan is in Rome.
Pope Francis really tried to elevate cardinals from different parts of the world, unknown church leaders, and part of that is not knowing how they might vote. So that is the wild card.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis, the final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game three of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-seven series, 2 games to nothing. Baseball, Brewers and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Will there ever be a sequel to The Big Lebowski? If Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore had their say, it would be absolutely. Unfortunately, it is the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, who seem against the idea. The Coen brothers have not made a sequel to any of their work, although Bridges said they do tend to surprise people sometimes. In addition to no sequels, the brothers also have not made a film together since 2018's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. When he's not trying to sell you his own products like Aviation Gin or Mint, Ryan Reynolds actually makes films. He starred opposite Hugh Jackman in 2024's Deadpool and Wolverine. Recently, Jackman took a good-natured swipe at his pal Reynolds by telling a crowd at Radio City Music Hall that Jackman was curiously left out of a dance scene in the film. Don't worry, there is no awkwardness. Jackman did assure everyone in the crowd they are bros for life. Thank goodness for that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky in the overnight with light winds. That could lead to a little patchy fog. Otherwise, lows will drop to the upper 30s. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Highs in the upper 60s, close to 70. Right now, it's 48.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
It's the first official Drive Time Maggie Dawn show. We kick off the program with Congresswoman Gwen Moore. And stick around, we'll be joined by the CEO of the Milwaukee Brewers.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. We've got Rich Locascio joining us on the stream. He is always a great guest. So much fun to talk wrestling with and TV. Tomorrow night on the show, folks, we've got another good one with more Milwaukee Film Festival guests. Toby Jones and producer Ben Hansen will be here. They made a film called AJ Goes to the Dog Park, which is a comedy that sounds great. And then Mark Evans joins me to talk about his film, The Diamond King. Mark did all the art for the Hall of Famers in baseball, and there's a great documentary about that. Rich Scheidner joins me Thursday for the Popcorn Pick of the Week from Racine, Don Rosen, and then we've got a special show Friday. So lots going on here at Nightlight this week. Rich, how is it going on air for you so far? Are you digging it?
I love it. It's absolutely fantastic. So learning more week by week, getting more comfortable with it week by week. So no complaints here whatsoever.
That's fantastic. I bet you're great at it, buddy. All right. So let's jump back into wrestling. We've got, let's see. You got Cena beat Casey or Cody Rhodes. Steve Austin came out kind of a big gimmick with a four wheeler and crashed it. Yes. And as Conrad told me, a woman flopped.
Yeah.
Like an NBA player.
It's unfortunate, but it happens. Like that's the great thing about professional wrestling, sports entertainment. It's unscripted. Well, I mean, some of it's unscripted.
Yeah.
That was completely just, you know, nobody expected that to happen. And I hope that that woman's okay.
That's awesome. All right. So Paul Heyman turned on CM Punk. A lot of this is I'm getting highlights. I looked up some of it. Conrad filled me in. Tell me about that. What was that? Well, I'll tell you what. This is your dime your dance floor, Rich. I've got all these results here from WrestleMania, but sure. Tell us the highlights in your opinion.
Well, I'll bring up the CM Punk situation with Paul Heyman. Now, Paul Heyman and CM Punk have known each other for nearly 20 years and best friends. And basically, CM Punk came back at Survivor Series last year to align with the Bloodline, Roman Reigns and his group to take a shot at the new Bloodline in a War Games match. They ended up winning. And from that, CM Punk said that Paul Heyman owed him a favor. Well, he finally cashed in that favor and said that Roman is to allow Paul Heyman to represent CM Punk at WrestleMania during his match. And for the first time ever, CM Punk became a WrestleMania main eventer, which he's been waiting years upon years for. Everything looked good up until the very end of the match where Paul Heyman decided to hit CM Punk low. And everybody thought that he had turned his back on CM Punk, which he essentially did in favor of Roman Reigns. Minute later, Paul Heyman does the same thing to Roman Reigns, hits him right between the legs and aligns himself with Seth freaking Rollins, which it's ridiculous. Well, that's his name, Seth freaking Rollins.
I just love the way you said that. It's so great.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, like, we don't know what the motivation is behind it. You know, Paul Heyman said last night he's the number one guy in professional wrestling right now. So maybe that was his motivation behind it. But why stab your best friend in the back and why stab your tribal chief in the back as well?
Wow. All right, so that was the biggest, other than Cena maybe, was that the biggest event for you at WrestleMania?
No, I got to mention something else. Now, please. We saw history at WrestleMania 41 Night 2, and it was something that 20 years ago I thought I'd never see, and that is the TNA heavyweight champion show up at WrestleMania. Joe Hendry my guy showed up at WrestleMania to face Randy Orton. Yes, he lost, but the crowd of over 60,000 people at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas went absolutely nuts when they heard those words, say his name and he appears.
Wow. So what? That's probably something that emotionally invested you as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, he's what we call over in the business. He's very, very popular. He's getting over with the fans. Like, there's just no stopping the momentum.
That's so cool.
Even though we lost, there's just no stopping his momentum.
Can we run some nicknames by you just to get your opinion here?
Please do.
Okay, so we're going to go to the text line here. I've got people weighing in. There's one in particular I really like. Since I'm from Marinette, Brian right. from Green Bay says the Marinette Mauler. Okay.
That's not bad.
His first draft. Check out where he went with that.
Okay.
We have a mall there called the Pine Tree Mall. So Brian suggests the Pine Tree Mauler.
That's even better.
I love that.
That's even better.
Can we get you at some point before you leave to do a tag for us and somehow, or should we do it now, Conrad? Okay. Can you give us a, this is Rich LoCascio. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, known in wrestling circles as the Pine Tree Mauler, and do like a wrestling voice.
Now, are you from Marinette, Wisconsin, or from Green Bay, Wisconsin? I want to make sure I do this right.
Marinette. I've never lived in Green Bay. I come here every night okay. to do the show, but I live about an hour away in Marinette, a fine little burg. Okay. You want us to send you this so you know what to say? Because I feel like...
No, I got this.
You got this. Oh, sweet.
But you know what? This is part of being a professional wrestler. You got to think on your feet. You got to go. Just go for it.
Do it. I love it, dude. That's fantastic. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rich LoCascio. I'm part of the Civic Media Radio Network, and I'm here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. And right now, I would like to introduce to you the Pine Tree Mauler from Marinette, Wisconsin. He is Pete Schwabba!
I have the chills. That was awesome, dude. What do you think? That's a good nickname, right?
I like it.
Better than the Schwabinator?
We got a replacement for the Schwabinator.
All right, fantastic. Because here's another one. AJ from, she's listening on WMDX in the 608. She says, how about a duo? P. Schwabalicious and C. Ratatat. I think she means...
All right, I got to ask, what is C. Ratatat? It sounds like a Pokemon to me.
I think she means K, like Conrad. K. Ratatat, but he spells K it Ratatat? With a K. K. Ratatat, maybe.
Yeah.
And then Brian adds, after he suggested the Pine Tree Mauler, he says, you could walk slowly around the empty ring missing Osco drug, because there was an Osco drug at the Pine Tree Mall. All right. And then Steve, Conrad's dad, weighs in from the 920, says, the WWF WrestleMania starring Pete the Marinatizer, Schwabba, and Conrad the Kiwaskamizer, Krieger. Yeah, I like those.
I think... You might have something there, but I think it sounds too George W. Bush for me, where it's like you just put Kaiser or, you know, ificate on at the end of any word.
Right. It's the go-to. And then Brian also says, my life is complete. Marinette High School, class of 1995. You rock, Brian. Thank you for my new wrestling nickname. That's fantastic. All right. So Rich is here. Rich LoCascio. He is an on-air personality at WRJN, the newly revamped WRJN. And he is a wrestling announcer. We're talking about WrestleMania. Some women's news, too, from WrestleMania, though, Rich, right?
Yes, that's right.
Lay it on us. You got, is it Lyra? Am I saying that right? Lyra Valkyria.
Lyra Valkyria, that's right. Yeah, Lyra Valkyria, who is the women's intercontinental champion. She tagged with Becky Lynch. They've known each other for quite some time. They're both from Ireland. And went up against the women's tag team champions in Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. They ended up winning the titles at WrestleMania 41. However, they lost the titles the next night to Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez.
All right, that's cool. So do people get as excited for the women? Is it like UFC? Like now I thought when they – I'll be honest. I'm just being forthcoming. When I saw women fighting in the UFC, I was like, I don't know if people will go for this because they're women. I know that sounds terrible, but there's something about dudes beating the crap out of each other that I don't – care about. I don't mind seeing that, but at first it was hard. Now it's like anything else. Is it the same with wrestling?
It's kind of the same thing with wrestling, but let me just put this in front of you here, Pete.
Okay.
The fact that wrestling for women has come as far as it has since I started watching it 25 years ago is just ridiculously phenomenal. I mean, we were talking about back in the late 90s and early 2000s, women's wrestling was kind of like just, it was a gimmick more than anything else. You'd have, okay. you know, mud wrestling, and you have, you know, different, you know, lingerie pillow fights. It just, it wasn't taken seriously. It was just a novelty. Now you have very athletic women getting in the ring, showing what they're made of, doing amazing moves off the top ropes, amazing, you know, submission holds and everything. Let's just say this. 6 years ago at WrestleMania 35, three women headlined WrestleMania. That's the first time and the only time that that's ever happened. I could see it happening again in the next 5 years because women's wrestling has come so far since the Attitude Era and the Ruthless Aggression Era.
That is very well said. And I didn't mean to say, like, I'm glad that women can do this. I just thought, you know, I was thinking of my daughter or my, I'm like, I can't see them punching, but these are fighters, like just as much as the men. So I get why it's taken off.
Truly, sports entertainment, professional wrestling, whatever you want to call it, is truly an art form. It's the athleticism. It's the charisma. It's the talent. It's just the creativity that comes forth with each of these performers. And you see it on a weekly basis.
All right. So let's go to Logan Paul. I have trouble rooting for the Paul brothers. I'm tired of rich kids. Just, you know, come on. I don't need to see this. Like, okay, he's a rich guy from the suburbs who is probably better at wrestling than me. That doesn't warrant my, you know, time that I'm going to invest in this. It's not like I'm like when his brother boxes, I'd rather watch George Foreman, you know, or Muhammad Ali. I don't want to watch a guy who's like, okay at boxing.
Sure.
Same with wrestling or no.
I originally thought that, but I didn't see Logan Paul in the ring. What I saw from him, he was at a pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia against Roman Reigns. And what I saw, I was very impressed by because of the fact that he is athletic. He is talented. He is charismatic. He is popular. He's very polarizing, yes. But I'm a believer of Logan Paul. Am I a fan of Logan Paul as far as like his character and everything? No, he's pretty abrasive. But the fact of the matter is I can't take away from him the talent that he exudes in the ring.
So meaning his wrestling talent, Rich, not his showmanship or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, the wrestling talent, just the athleticism for sure. I can't take that away from him. He's very good at what he does. But as far as his personality, his gimmick, it's, you know, he's meant to be a bad guy, and he does a good job at it.
Right. All right. Fair enough. Rich LoCascio is my guest. He is a part of the Civic Media team here down at WRJN, an on-air personality. He's also a wrestling announcer. We are talking about WrestleMania, which happened this last weekend. All right. So, Rich, Stephanie McMahon sort of kicked off the whole thing on Sunday. I think it was Sunday. Is this Vince's daughter?
Yes, it is.
How do we feel about the McMahons? Are they good? Sort of like I used to watch UFC all the time. I took martial arts a lot as a younger guy, and I liked it a lot because, like you, I felt it was an art form until Dana White started slapping around girls. I can't root for him anymore. How do we feel about Vince McMahon? Is he a decent guy?
How do we feel about Vince McMahon? Vince has allegedly done some pretty horrible things, and I don't even want to say what he's done. It's that bad.
Oh, dear.
But just because Stephanie McMahon is the daughter of Vince McMahon doesn't mean that she should be implicated in the same things that Vince is allegedly guilty of.
That's fair.
Stephanie McMahon has done some really great things in WWE over the years. I mean, yes, she's the boss's daughter, but she also was the general manager of SmackDown. She also was the general manager of Raw at one point. She ran creative for SmackDown. She was a former women's champion. She's done a lot of great things in propping up not just the WWE as a whole, but also, we were just talking about this, women's wrestling.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Really giving the women a chance to shine.
And, you know, whatever, it's the sins of the father. She's a totally different person. I'm just curious.
Exactly. Like,
they're kind of a dynasty, you know, I was just curious. But can we keep you for a couple more minutes, Rich?
Of course.
All right, fantastic. The shades look awesome, by the way. I don't know if I told you that.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. 20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think 96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-day. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, doctor, the advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know that as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Just for fair disclosure, me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. The bottom line, as I know, and you should know too, you can be raised by a single mom and still not be a jackass.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, folks. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. Tomorrow night, I will be live from Madison. Tomorrow and Thursday, actually. So we'll be doing the show from the Civic Media headquarters right above State Street. Always a blast down there. I guess I got Sam producing tomorrow. Conrad, those right? Sam and then Sommers on Thursday?
Yeah, that is correct.
So for those of you familiar with the Civic Media hosts and producers, we're all interchangeable. It will be great fun for Madison over the next two nights. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, that's the 608. He says, how about the tag team, the Gaffer and Best Boy? Sticking with the movie titles or the movie jobs. I like that, Tyler. Thank you, buddy. Steady Eddie chimes in and says, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, possible new wrestling names. The wrestler formerly known as the Schwabinator, godfather of your worst nightmare. I like that. He says, I'm recommending to Matt LaFleur, I'm sorry, and the Green Bay Packers go outside the norm and make their first-round pick in the NFL draft, Cindy Crenshaw, a cheerleader from UCLA. She's 5'9" and 110 pounds, very upbeat, perky, and full of enthusiasm, self-starter. I believe Cindy Crenshaw may just be what the Packers need to get to the next level and the Super Bowl. I understand she is willing to play on special teams and could serve as a backup kicker in a pinch. I think Conrad's already the backup kicker, but thank you, Steady Eddie. He says, third place winner in the 1964 punt, pass, and kick competition, so I think I know what I'm talking about. Is that true? He could be.
He could. I mean, 1964.
How old is Steady Eddie? Good God.
I think he's in his early 30s.
Steady Eddie, as always, great stuff, buddy. If you really did that, I want to give you props, so let us know. I know you do everything kind of like, you know, sarcastically, but that's beautiful either way. Rich Lucasio is here. We're talking WrestleMania. I had these other nicknames picked out too, Rich, in honor of The Undertaker. I went with the pallbearer. Like, I'm sort of more of a passive, like, I don't actually kill the guys, but I'll help them get, you know, to where they're going.
That's like the transporter. You're transporting the body from one place to another.
Right, exactly. My friend Dave, who refuses to chime in the text line, says I should call myself the jerkulator, which I think is kind of risque. I think he means that in a not so, I don't know what he remembers about me. He would
that reminds me of the George Costanza insult, the jerk store.
Yeah, that's probably what he's going for. I thought it was something more nefarious, but I like where you took that instead. The Pine Tree Mauler we did, the catapult. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I think we're all set. These are awesome. Thank you. Rich, so I alluded to this before the break. What do these people that find pro wrestling do before they get into the ring? Like, what leads them to this profession?
Well, I mean, you're talking about college athletes, you're talking about guys who are on the indie scene, you know, trying to make a name for themselves, and there's a passion behind it. You know, you hear a lot of stories about guys who are in the business or were in the business in the past saying, hey, on Saturday nights, I used to watch professional wrestling with my grandparents or watch professional wrestling with my parents. And that became like a Saturday night tradition. And I'd see all these charismatic individuals on the TV. And it's like, that's what I want to do. And that's how it really starts for them. And, you know, they have to be athletic. Otherwise, it doesn't work. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You know, unless you want to become a manager, which, you know, then you have to be smart and creative and think on the fly. But there has to be some athleticism, whether it's college football, whether it's gymnastics, whether it's mixed martial arts. I mean, see that a lot nowadays.
Right? Yeah, even stunts. I mean, they're doing stunts. I would imagine stuntman would be a good precursor to this. This is so much fun, as usual. Our question of the night before we made it about wrestling was, who do you hope the Packers, and I know you're a transplant, but do you have a draft pick you like? Or if you're like a Jets or Giants fan, you can tell us who you hope they draft.
At this point, I just want to see how everything goes. As a Jets fan, I will tell you that regardless of who we draft, it's probably going to be the same result like it has been for the last 10 plus years. It's been a factory of sadness. So,
well, listen, you're talking to a Bear fan, pal. So I can totally relate to that.
Hey, you won a Super Bowl in 85. Our last Super Bowl win was back in 1969.
I don't think either one of us has a lot of bragging rights there. But one last thing. We got about a minute left. Are you watching anything you can recommend? Something good to binge?
Right now, obviously, WWE. Yeah. So let's stick with that. So Raw is on Netflix. SmackDown is on the USA Network. NXT, which is the third brand of WWE, they're on the CW. Premium live events on Peacock. I mean, what they're doing right now is a lot of fun. I'll also mention All Elite Wrestling. They're on TBS and TNT Wednesdays and Saturday nights, respectively. So, the world of professional wrestling is getting more competitive. It's getting more creative. I love where things are going, and it's becoming bigger and bigger as the days, weeks, and months go on.
Dude, I love your enthusiasm for it. You actually, like I said before, I don't follow it, but it's so much fun to talk to you about it because you're so passionate. So keep up the great work here at Civic Media. Keep watching wrestling. Let's do this again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Conrad.
Anytime, buddy. That's Rich Lucasio. Check out his work on WRJN down in Racine. He spins tunes. He's like an actual disc jockey, right?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a lot done here tonight. I'd like to thank my guests, Laura Diane Kesman, whose film Cycle will play in the Milwaukee Film Festival, the Oriental Theater on May 4th. Check that out. Sounds like a very gripping documentary. I'd like to thank Rich LoCascio. All your texts and calls. So much fun when we all do this together. It builds community. Right, Conrad?
Yes, it does.
Hard to go wrong with that. Hey, enjoy your time off, buddy.
Thank you.
Bring the Packers home a winner, if you would.
I'm going to draft them a kicker.
Sneak up there and announce the pick. Oh, my God, if you did that.
That would be awesome.
Just don't rule it out. That's all I'm saying. All right, I will be back tomorrow night live from Madison for the next two nights. Great to have you with me tonight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Dozens of foreign students attending universities nationwide are suing to stop their visas from being revoked as the Trump administration terminates their records in an online database. CBS's Nicole Skenga.
Keep in mind, all of this is playing out as the State Department has said it's using AI to comb over social media of foreign students to identify threats, including possible connections to Hamas or other terrorist groups.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to ban 8 food dyes found in things like cereal and sports drinks.
I was talking with my staff about these petroleum-based dyes, and I said if they want to add petroleum, they want to eat petroleum, they ought to add it themselves at home.
Who will succeed Pope Francis? CBS's Seth Doan is in Rome.
Pope Francis really tried to elevate cardinals from different parts of the world, unknown church leaders, and part of that is not knowing how they might vote. So that is the wild card.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey.
James.